Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Frederick, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, here's a donation for your creativity and humor. Well Fred, thanks for that donation. I thought I'd discuss a new development in male birth control. Here's what a global news article I put in the description has to say, and I quote, "Scientists have developed a non-hormonal male birth control pill, with 99% effectiveness and no obvious side effects in mice. And the findings of the study were presented at the American Chemical Society Spring 2022 conference in San Diego. Typically targeting the sex hormone testosterone can lead to unpleasant side effects, like weight gain, depression, and an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. And this has caused difficulty in finding a healthy birth control solution for men. Lead researchers of this study highlighted the reason for their male contraceptive's effectiveness and lack of side effects. The pill does not target testosterone. Currently, testosterone inhibition is the most common method of other men's contraceptives undergoing clinical trials. So far, this study led by Gunda Gorge and other researchers at the University of Minnesota has proven safe and effective in mice. The team hopes to begin human trials later this year. Most female birth control pills work on the female sex hormone," said Abdullah Al-Noman, a graduate student and researcher on the project. "Men are less willing to take a birth control pill that has significant side effects. That's why they are targeting a non-hormonal pathway to develop the male contraceptive. Researchers targeted a protein called retonic acid receptor alpha, RARA. This protein is one of the family of three nuclear receptors that bind retonic acid, a form of vitamin A that plays important roles in sperm formation and embryonic developments. By removing the RARA receptor in male mice, scientists could make male mice sterile. In their study, the team also identified the compound YTC-529, which effectively inhibited RARA. YTC-529, which was given orally to the mice for 4 straight weeks, dramatically reduced sperm counts in mice and was 99% effective in preventing pregnancy without any observable side effects. The mice could father pups again 4 to 6 weeks after stopping the compound." Unquote. I really hope this becomes a reality in the next number of years, because it's going to save a lot of men from being tricked by their partners into getting them preggers. Maybe even the ones that have male partners. Because, you know, the progressives think the men can get each other pregnant too these days. Because, you know, there's an interdimensional porthole in men's butts that leads to a secret set of ovaries that no one told us about before. The current male birth control pill is basically chemical castration that makes you fat and grow an ass the size of a woman's. At this point, it's basically sterilizing you. But this other pill doesn't do that, and it'll give men the advantage in the bedroom when it comes to procreation. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to men no longer having to worry about getting other men pregnant because we might soon have proper male birth control pills clown world show. This sounds promising, but I've heard dozens of similar stories over the last 8 or 9 years as I've been making my content. So forgive me if I'm not super excited until we see human trial results and eventually the FDA approves it. If that happens, then you know exactly what'll happen. Women will scream that it's misogyny, even though it'll actually mean true equality. A man using a pill like that cuts off the power at source, and any man that buys it and their wife and girlfriend disapproves of it will probably flush it down the toilet. If it does come to market and you use it for your extra testicular activities, that makes sure she doesn't find out about it. Using a male contraceptive pill means first mover advantage, or should I say first coomer advantage. It'll be like when Tinder first came out. You could actually meet high quality people and have relationships on there. At least that was my experience. Over time it became awful and was used simply for hookups almost exclusively. Once a lot of women in the future figure out that men are using the male birth control pill, they'll pretty much snoop through medicine cabinets and get paranoid asking men if they're on the male pill, especially if those women are in their mid to late 30s and are desperate to get pregnant. When and if that pill first comes out, if you're sexually active and want to raw dog a bunch of road whores, then that's your chance until they finally figure it out. Remember, you're also risking getting some sort of sexually transmitted disease. After making a video about the so-called 41-year-old virgin, one of my listeners said that he knew a female virgin in her 40s, but she was a gynecologist and will see all sorts of disgusting women show up to spread in her office. So she was traumatized out of having sex, so I don't really know if that counts. A male birth control pill will mean no unwanted pregnancies for men. It'll mean that women will be able to stop taking the pill at some point, so that'll be a good thing for chads en masse if it happens, and a bad thing for incels. When women are on the pill, they're attracted to less masculine males. So if women get off the pill because men are on it, then you'll see an uptick in masculinity in our society. That means that masculinity might not be as toxic as it is seen at this point in only a few short years. But in the short run, a male pill would drive the fertility rates down further. There are a lot of women out there that are easy prey in their mid to late 30s that want to get knocked up as quickly as possible. They give it up easy to men that don't use condoms. Back in 2015, I was briefly involved with a woman that was shaming me by saying that I wasn't a real man if I didn't get her pregnant. If the male pill was around, then I could have had 2 or 3 months worth of great sex, and she would have been an animal in bed thinking that she was about to trap me. And yet she would have no idea that I was playing a big trick on her. The male pill would be so great for men that used it early that many of us would no longer have to put Tabasco sauce in our used condoms before throwing them in the trash, if we're worried that a woman is going to fish for sperm. They say that your sperm no longer belongs to you once it leaves your body. A male pill would mean that it could no longer be used against you when it did. Other women oftentimes sperm jack you or pretend that she's on the pill and ask you not to use a condom. Meanwhile, you're taking the word of a woman that's quite often got a case of baby rabies. Either that or whoops, she forgot to take her birth control pills. Women will catch on pretty quickly that something is going on. They will scour your medicine cabinet looking for the male contraceptives, so make sure they're hidden away from your other pills if you take any. The university developing it is saying it's 99% effective. That's a way for them to get around being sued if you do get pregnant by some freak accident. It's the same case with condoms and female birth control pills. They say the same warning on them. My biggest fear with this pill is that it's going to destroy family formation even more, because women will seek out the most masculine men more so than they are today. The beta males will have a lower chance of cracking open a cooch. You can imagine the chads will get even busier tricking women that want to get pregnant into believing they're about to win the genetic baby lottery. Women, of course, will adapt to this new reality, and some women have asked me in the past for an STD test. I'm sure that in a future with these sorts of pills, some guys will be asked to provide a sperm count number too. Probably guys that are betas that aren't even on the male pill. Most of the chads that are taking the pill, however, will never get asked. I think the real money to be made in all of this is the companies that do sperm count tests. If this male birth control pill gets approved, I would look at investing in companies that make the tests, because there's probably a couple of them, and they would be raking in the money. Funny enough, it's probably going to be the ugliest and most unattractive feminists that no one wants to sleep with that will fight against this pill. Someone should tell them that if they actually support this pill, they might actually have men that actually want to sleep with them, because those men no longer have to worry about having a mutant baby with a woman that has the face of a pug. I won't be using the male birth control pill, but it'll be hilarious to hear the stories from women being tricked for years sleeping with Chad to have his children. And meanwhile, it never happens. And then they find out that he uses the pill and they lose their minds, because this man stole her most fertile years. Meanwhile, women don't care if they divorce you and take your most financially productive years away from you to help their own retirement. I guess all's fair in love and whorefare. I was also listening to a podcast a while back discussing the psychological effects of couples sleeping together for years and years, but never having children thanks to contraceptives. The speaker was discussing how no one knows the long-term side effects of sleeping with someone for years or decades, but not actually having a child with them. That there might be some sort of deep-seated psychological issues associated with it. I don't know about you, but I've always had the fear of having children without planning it, and it wasn't until my late 30s that I guess that switched around to having the fear of not having them. But now it's gone back to the fear of having them again. I don't think I would have had much sex in life out of the fear of getting women pregnant if contraceptives like condoms were never available. I think that would reduce promiscuity significantly in our society. It makes you wonder how much a woman's desire to ride the cock carousel comes from feminism, and how much of it comes from their ability to access birth control. The really funny thing is that men might have their own birth control pill soon, and another pill that already exists to prevent AIDS. But the funnier sad part, depending on your perspective, is that women will want to sleep with a smaller number of men because there'll be more chads that won't be wrapping up their junk. And many women will be stupid enough to think they can get themselves preggers with the baby from a man like that. So many good-looking guys will simply exploit naive women that will believe those guys when they tell them they are on the male birth control pill. Incels and guys practicing pickup will probably stay on the pill all the time, hoping to score at any moment. A moment that'll probably never come, even though they're ready to. The only ones that'll walk away from the male birth control pill as winners are men that don't get trapped with babies that they don't want, as well as the pharmaceutical company selling it, and the chads that'll use it to plow every pussy that they can find. It'll be a net loss for every other group involved. Another good thing is that if a woman is not on the pill because you are, and she's genuinely attracted to you, and wants to sleep with you, then that's a way to make sure she's not going to stop being attracted to you when you stop taking the pill, so you can get her pregnant one day. So let's keep our balls crossed that the male birth control pill becomes a thing one day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fred for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women with baby rabies want you to use your erection without protection in a bedroom game of natural selection. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that find out you took their last years of precious fertility after finding out that you're secretly using the male birth control pill away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.